and you're tuning into my episode of our Kilkenny Jailbreak podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about the prison location and the prison staff. One 100 years ago, 47 men escaped from the jail on Relox Street. They were political prisoners of the War of Independence. According to Owen Walsh, the Victorian-era Kilkenny Jail was located at the end of Jail Road, about 1 kilometer from the center of Kilkenny City. He states that life in the jail had improved for the prisoners since the truce, with the inmates treated better than ordinary criminals. The political prisoners were mostly kept in the A wing of the prison, which is also known as the short-term wing of the prison. Governor John Boland tolerated the special status of the prisoners in that wing and often gave in to their demands. According to guest speaker Eamon Kiley, Warden Power was sympathetic to their cause and allowed for digging of the tunnel on his watch. During the escape, they gagged and tied him to a chair to give the impression he was not involved, but it was well believed that he was prior to the escape. The jail was demolished in the 1950s. A plaque stands there to mark the former location. The stone was used on a slope heading up to the Strand in Nolan Park. The Irish wanted to step on what the English made. Paddy Grace, a great hurler player in his day, carried the stone over, which is why he has a stand named after him in Nolan Park. He was also the grandfather of Tommy Walsh, who was also a famous Kilkenny hurler. That's all for my podcast today. Tune in to next time for Luke, who will go over what the prisoners' lives were like before and after the jail. I'm Peter Lanigan, and this is Jail Escape.